Shalom Rabbi Galperin, how are you?
How are you, Ilan?
I am good.
That's good.
Parashat Vayikra.
Parashat Vayikra, we start off a new book, the third book in the Torah. And, it's an interesting book. It doesn't have the stories like we have in Shemot, in Exodus and in Bereshit and in Genesis. But there is a lot of lessons that you can learn out of a lot of the different portions. And we see in this Torah portion, God calls to Moses from the tent of meeting, and what he does is communicates to him the laws of the Korbanot, the sacrifices, the animal and meal offerings brought in the sanctuary. And he goes through the different ones, the meal offerings, the peace offerings, the sin offerings, the guilt offerings. So there's a lot of different offerings that he has to deal with and explain to the Jewish people. But one of the lessons that I thought that we could talk about today that we're learning is we see that, unfortunately, Chas v'Shalom, people have a sickness, a frightening illness, amnesia, where, imagine, forgetting who you are, suddenly you have no family, no history, no identity.
Yeah.
And it can happen to an individual, and it can happen to a people. And if we look through history, we see that when we seem to forget who we were and where we came from, then all too often we seem to be uncertain about where we are going to be going, where we're heading. And in the opening chapters of our parasha of Leviticus Vayikra, we read the expression of nefesh ki techeta, when a person will sin.
Yeah.
And the Torah goes on to describe the various atonements or offerings necessary to absolve one from their trespasses, from their sin. And the Kabbalistic classic Zohar renders this phrase both literally and spiritually. And he explains and he says like this, which is very, very powerful. Nefesh, soul, is interpreted as not merely a person, but a soul. And the verse, if we look in the Zohar, is punctuated by a question mark. Why? Because the question is asked, the Torah is asking, Nefesh ki secheta, shall a soul sin? Can a Jewish soul, a Yiddish in neshama, a spark of divinity, really and truly commit a lowly sin? How is that possible? And indeed, the Zohar continues talking, that the only way that it can happen is when we forget who we are. When we are no longer in touch with our true spiritual identity. When we start to suffer from spiritual amnesia. Now, sadly, people want to deny it, or some people face the fact, it does happen. And in fact, it's not really that difficult, because after all, we live in a secular society. The old ghetto walls that used to be around to insulate us aren't around anymore. We're exposed to the big wide world with all the diversions that you can possibly think of. And slowly but surely we see that even a nefesh, a Jewish soul, starts forgetting who she is and can fall into the web of sin. And if we remember, the wise man from Chelm, and he had a big problem, this person. And he was worried that when he went to the public bathhouse, where everyone is unclothed, he wouldn't know who he was. Because without his own personal set of clothing to distinguish him from others, he might suffer an identity crisis. So, what happened? He devised a plan. What did he do? He tied a red string around his big toe, so that even in the bathhouse, he would still stand out from everyone else. He would know who he really was. And sadly, when he was in the shower, the water and the soap pads that fell on his feet loosened the red string, and it slipped off his big toe. Now, to make matters even worse, the red string floated along the next cubicle and twirled around the big toe of the fellow that was standing in the next shower. Suddenly, our Helmer genius discovered that his string was gone. Started panicking. What am I going to do? Who am I? This was a serious identity crisis. Then he saw the fellow next to him, next door, was sporting his red string. So what happened? He ran over to him and shouted, I know who you are, but who am I? I don't know who I am. I know who you are, because I see the red string, but I have no clue who I am. Who are you is the question people ask, and we have to remember, you are a Jew. We are the son of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, daughter of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. We're all a member of the kingdom of priests and holy nation. And we were free from Egypt and stood at Sinai. We survived, you know, countless attempts on our lives and on our faith. Because we see, you know, we emerged from the ashes of Auschwitz only to live again. And we have to ask ourselves, who am I? This is a very, very serious case of national amnesia. So, what happens? The Holy Zohar reminds us that we're not only a person who may sin, we are a soul. And shall a soul sin? A soul is by definition part and parcel of the divine. And for the godly soul within us, distancing ourselves from our very source is absolutely unthinkable. You know, if we see how, look at the phenomenon that happened 7 years after the communist atheism, Jews in the former Soviet Union are today embracing the faith of their forefathers, or that of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And we have to constantly remember that there are good people out there igniting sparks and fanning them into a fiery faith to let ourselves be inspired.
Yeah.
However, the sparks cannot take effect and burn inside us, bring out our Jewish neshama, our Jewish soul, if we don't know who we are. So, if we ever have doubts who we are, I personally think that one of the things we have to remember is what the Zohar says, you are a soul, and a soul never dies. We always have, if we do a sin, we always have that opportunity to be able to rebuild our neshama, our soul. Remember who we are, where we came from. And that's where I think is something that we can really learn out of this week's Torah portion, where it says, "Nefesh ki tefeta," when a person will sin, we still have that opportunity to constantly remember who we are, where we come from, and those sparks that are around us of other people, of our forefathers, we are able to ignite our fire in the neshama and continue doing what God wants us to do.
That's nice.
So,
that's
very, very, you know, important lessons that we can learn out of the Torah, especially out of the Torah portion.
Oh, yeah. So, Rabbi, Purim is getting closer and closer.
Oh, sure, you're telling me. It's what we got a week from today. It will be Ta'anit Esther, and then the fast of Esther, and then we have Saturday night Purim. We're going to have a Purim party and Megillah reading at, if anyone needs, at the Shar Tzedek at 9 p.m. And then Sunday, we have the big annual Purim party at the Jewish Community Center for the whole community.
Purim in China.
Purim in China, that is correct. We're going to have a Megillah reading at 3:30 in the afternoon with a slideshow for the kids. They can watch the beautiful Purim party and the cartoon animated slideshow. We're going to have 4 o'clock where the party will start. We are going to be having Chinese buffet dinner. We are going to be having a masquerade. We're going to have prizes for every kid in the costume. We're going to have a phenomenal magician, Larry Hitch, who has been around the world on cruises and has worked for casinos and Niagara Falls, and is a phenomenal person. It's going to entertain everyone. And we do need to have RSVPs, so you can either call the Shar's office, you can call Temple Bethel's office, you can call the Jewish Community Center's office, you can email me, windsorrabbi@gmail.com. There's a lot of opportunities and ways that you can RSVP. We do need to know numbers. There is a charge, $12 per adult, $8 per kid, and it's going to be a phenomenal event. We're looking forward for everyone to come.
Same here. I'm waiting too. I'm going to be there.
I'm happy, love. That's the spirit. You're going to bring your kids. They're going to all be dressed up, and everyone's going to get a prize. So that's amazing. Purim is for the kids.
So, Rabbi, next week we'll have, we will talk about Purim.
We'll have a special segment on the importance of Purim, on some of the customs of Purim, some lessons we can learn from Purim. So it will be a very, very interesting discussion.
Good. So I wanted to thank you for your time and knowledge.
Thank you for allowing me to do this, and we'll talk hard willing next week.
We'll do that. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, and have a great week.
You too.
Bye.